Let's talk
relationships on You Me Radio.
So what are we talking about?
Marriage, dating, parenting, business,
and love, emotions, sex.
It's a conversation with me, Lady Misty,
and DJ KTE
on everything from hot topics to taboos.
Join us Mondays at 9 p.m. live on UME Radio.
Follow us at Let's Talk Relationship Show on Facebook or on UME Radio on Instagram. Let's talk relationships. Arguments for the grown.
Get the UME Radio app to listen wherever you are. That is UME Radio. One word.
UME Radio. Positive entertainment 24/7.
Subscribe on YouTube and click the notification bell.
Are you an entrepreneur or business owner looking for ways to increase the business cash flow? Well, you're at the right place. Go grab your pen and paper, then let's begin. We'll be sharing with you 10 general funding opportunities, specifically for women of color. Please pay close attention to the dates, because the deadlines for some of them are close. To get more information on these and other grants, please go to umeradio.com/news. This information is courtesy of mycoachministry.com. Number 1. AT&T Black Future Maker. Black Future Makers are dedicated individuals pursuing greater possibilities for the greater good. Submit a video of 30 to 60 seconds or a photo on your Instagram feed. Tell us how you are pursuing greater possibilities for yourself and the community. Tag at ATT and use hashtag Dream in Black and hashtag ATT Contest. Winners are chosen monthly. Grants for $10,000. Apply by December 31, 2022. Number 2. Boss Impact Funds Invest in Progress Grant. The organization will invest $10,000 in grants for 25 Black female for-profit business owners. In addition, the Boss Network and Sage will provide 1 year of monthly mentorship, Through the Boss Business University, marketing for each business, and guidance to help Black women achieve their goals, with everything that's needed to successfully start and grow a business. Apply by February 25, 2022. Number 3. Caress Dreams to Reality Fund. 60 women of color founders will be selected to receive grant money and access to resources that will set them up for success and reach their funding goals through crowdfunding campaigns. Grant for $5,000. Apply by March 4, 2022. $4. CCWC Women of Color Entrepreneur Grant. Corporate Council Women of Color will award 5 grants to women of color entrepreneurs. Your business is established as of January 1, 2020. Grants are $5,000. Number 5. City Trends. City Trends wants to advance and further the businesses of Black entrepreneurs with a $5,000 grant. Only available to residents of 30 U.S. states. Applications are due February 28, 2022. Number 6. Fearless Strivers. Open to Black women who are legal U.S. residents, including D.C., 18 years and older, and the principal owner of a U.S.-based small business. Grants for $10,000. Apply by December 31, 2022. Number 7. Arise Micro Grant. Each month, a $500 micro grant will be awarded to a for-profit small business owned by women of color. Past recipients used grants for computers, equipment, marketing materials, software purchase, website creation, and more. Number 8. Invoice2Go. Businesses must be minority-led, less than 5 years old, and have less than $1 million in annual revenue. The opportunity is open both to sole proprietors and businesses with employees. Grant for $10,000. Apply by February 28, 2022. Number 9. Kinetic Black Business Support Fund. Must be a Black-owned small business in the state of Georgia, Charlotte, NC or Lexington, KY and receiving broadband internet services from Windstream. Grant for $2,500. Number 10. Silver and Riley Women Entrepreneurship Grant. In this round, they are focusing on Black women-owned businesses that have been in operation less than 3 years, that is, founded no earlier than February 2019. Grant for $2,000. Apply by February 28, 2022. That is today's spotlight. Thanks to mycoachministry.com. For more information, please visit umeradio.com/news.
Install the UME Radio app on your phone for timely updates and alerts on these and other opportunities. If you are looking for reliable support to help to grow your business, email us at info@umeradio.com.
Well, 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 let me say welcome again to LTR here on UME Radio. Let's talk relationships, how we do it. And tonight we're looking to have another fantastic show with a fantastic guest. And tonight we have our host that is sitting in for Lady Misty. We have Coach Raquel. And we have done this several times before. It has always been a fun experience. So we're here to have a grandiose time tonight on LTR.
Let's test relationships.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, it kind of reminds me of some time ago, there was a show called Finding Happy. I want to go there, but we got to go back to roots, right? So
yes, sometimes we ought to.
Yeah, we got to go back and say, you know, where did we start from, you know, and kind of give you perspective on where you are and where you're actually going.
Yes.
Yeah, so folks, tonight we welcome you again.
Absolutely.
Here and...
thank you for joining us.
How was your day?
It was a, you know what, it was a good day. I'm thankful, but it was also a very tiring day.
Oh.
It felt like Friday.
So you had your hands full, huh? A full day for you.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a full day. I just felt tired.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes, I kind of felt a bit sluggish today, which is okay. Because usually it would have been my day off anyway, but I kept working.
Gotcha. Well, on my end, I tell you, it was definitely cold.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
It was like, wow. I saw this morning in my front door, I'm like, what is this? You know? I
said,
trying to make it through. This morning, but glad to be here.
Yes, me too.
And
me too.
Yeah, and you know, we always have these great talks. So many different ideas that we've talked about and topics and issues. And tonight, it's going to be a very interesting one, I think. What do you think?
I think it will be. You know, yes. We have an interesting guest uh-huh. with a perspective that is always good.
Yes.
So I think it's a necessary conversation, a very important conversation, and I think it's very timely.
Yes.
So absolutely, I'm all in. And just to thank you so much for joining us wherever you are joining from. We are on multiple platforms on the channel and across networks, and so we thank you for joining us from wherever you're joining from. We invite you, of course, to share your thoughts as well as we go along in the comment section. And we try to answer or at least share, highlight your comments as we go along as well. I hope you're all doing well in your own life. You know, I think no one should start talking about anybody else's story until we have assessed our own.
Yeah.
So, and we have no intention of influencing your personal decisions. Uh-huh. But we certainly would hope that the conversations we have and share will inspire you and motivate you and in cases also comfort you. So yeah. As we discuss the topics, please remember that it's important to us that you know that it's not our intention to offer opinions or advice on how you should live your personal life or how your personal relationships should be. Do your own research, be a free thinker, make sure you're doing well in your own life as well. And know that we wish you nothing, nothing but love and happiness. So thank you for joining the show. We hope Lady Misty is doing well. I'm happy to sit in for her. My name is Coach Raquel. I'm a breakdown specialist. Just to tell you a little bit about me and who I am and why I'm here having this conversation. So I'm a certified coach and an alumnus of the Cornell University Certificate in Women's Entrepreneurship. I'm a breakdown specialist. And as a coach, I like helping people leverage their breakdowns in order to achieve breakthroughs. And with me, of course, we have Keith, DJ KTE. Tell us a little about you.
Yes, DJ KTE. You know, I once was born, once was single, once was married and got divorced and learned some things in life. And looking forward to maybe getting married again someday.
There we go.
Life permits. And I'm here to, I guess, talk about relationships in all capacities, different capacity. Not an expert, except my own life, but I'm not an expert. But we do honor experts, and what is from people or resources, and we bring it here on this platform to impact you, the audience.
To give you access, absolutely. Yes, yes. What time is it now? It's 9:10.
Yes, it is.
So it's February 28th, and the time is 9:10. Yeah, we certainly hope that you stay with us and watch the entire video. And of course, right after this show at 10 o'clock, we have Giselle St. James with Bible Cufflinks and Stilettos. I know I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, make sure you put the kids to bed, okay, please.
Yes, absolutely. You know what, Keith? Her show, if I were married, I'd just be sitting there. I would prepare for her with my husband, right? Yes. And while she's doing while she's making her presentation, uh-huh. I am carrying it out in action.
Well, there you go.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, you know what?
Because she's very effective. Like the way she delivers it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But tonight's topic is dealing with breakdowns in relationships. And we'd like to share a video with you to start off the conversation. So we'd just like to invite you now to take a listen and a look.
Uh-huh. To an article released by CNN on February 15th, Kim Kardashian's latest court filing states she wants to be declared single so that Kanye West can move on. The article reads, Kim Kardashian is making it clear she wants to move on from her marriage to Kanye West. The reality star turned business mogul first petition for divorce from West in February 2021. And their legal battle is ongoing. I very much desire to be divorced, a new filing in their divorce case, obtained by CNN on Thursday, states. I have asked Kanye to keep our divorce private, but he has not done so. Kanye has been putting a lot of misinformation, regarding our private family matters, and co-parenting on social media, which has created emotional distress. Kardashian's court filing continued, I believe that the court terminating our marital status will help Kanye to accept that our marital relationship is over, and to move forward on a better path, which will assist us in peacefully co-parenting our children. Kardashian and West were married for 7 years and share 4 children together. Kanye does not agree to end the marriage, but at least it appears that he has come to the realization that I want to end our marriage, even if he does not, Kardashian's petition states. I ask that the court restore me to the status of a single person, so that I can begin the healing process, and so that our family can begin the healing process, and move forward in this new chapter in our lives. Despite what we might hope, relationships don't always last forever. When a relationship breaks down, it can be difficult for everyone involved. Besides the difficult emotions that you'll no doubt be going through, there's often a whole host of other things to think about. You may be worried about your children, home, work, money, relationships with others, or simply what the future holds next. These can all add up and make it tough to cope. If you're going through a breakup, divorce or separation, and are struggling, you can talk to Dr. Faith Walters at familyalltheway.com/therapy with Dr. Faith.
Wow.
Are you hearing what I'm hearing when I hear this story here?
What are you hearing? Tell me what you're hearing.
Declare her single?
No, she's asking for the court to declare her single.
That's what I'm saying. She's asking for that. Listen to how that sounds.
How does it sound to you? Tell me. You're a black man. How would that feel for you?
So you know that there's a process when it comes to being married and getting a divorce. All right. So declaring you single when you're not fully divorced, that's an interesting ask.
Yes.
So that's a new concept.
Oh, that she's not saying declare us divorced, but declare me single.
Single.
Exactly. I think though maybe the reason she's saying declare me single is because the divorce is a process.
That I know. I get
okay.
it.
Okay. she would like to move on with her life.
I get it, but I'm saying you see that's how things change rapidly. It's like you're setting the stage for a whole new.
It's a new world.
Exactly. So
well, is it new though? I mean, perhaps what we should have done is to check to see if this is something that has. Well, you've been divorced before. Was this something that was available to you?
Yeah. Remember, when you're single, when you're married, right? You may mm-hmm. have a legal separation process.
Right.
You didn't separate it.
That was available.
Right.
Okay.
But you're not declared single yet. You're technically.
Oh, so you can, based on your understanding and your experience, you can request to be legally separated, not single.
Yes, right. This is new, right? This is saying declare me single as if I wasn't ever even married. It's a different kind of concept. If you listen to the language very carefully.
I didn't see it that way.
Well, I can't see it that way.
But that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. I've never been married, so let me say that. Maybe that is why. I see it differently. I just thought this is someone who, based on what I've been seeing in the news and everything, I thought this is just someone who's saying, listen, I'm ready to move on. The divorce has not yet come through, but I'm ready to just be able to move on with my life. So please declare me single so that I can do so.
Right.
But that's an interesting perspective.
Again. So it's like saying expedite the process to say.
Yeah, I think that's perhaps.
Kind of speed up the process of divorce, but he's saying declare me single. It's like
she's not necessarily let's speed up the process of the divorce,
right?
Because she's allowing the divorce to take its course,
right?
But in the interim,
yeah,
I'd like to be single while we do that.
Yes, that's a whole different ask. Yes, for me, it's interesting.
It is interesting.
If you declared single. You like nullify the divorce. So if that take 10 years to happen, it doesn't matter. I'm single.
Ah.
You see that thing? Mm,
interesting. That? So yeah. Is that something Kanye may need to think about as well? And that, how does it affect him if this divorce thing prolongs, but she's single and free?
I'm thinking, are they both single? I'm thinking, I don't know. The whole new precedence and how people go about divorce now. That's what I'm saying, especially forcing money. You see, because
I actually saw a case. Uh-huh. I saw a story. I don't know how valid the story was because I didn't really pursue it. I didn't have the time. But I saw a story where someone was saying something to the effect that Kanye was able to declare the prenup void or something like that.
Mm.
Have you heard about it?
I'm not privy to that information.
Okay.
Yeah. But it could be so. Could be, you know, these folks at money do a lot of things that, you know, that a lot of folks don't even attempt.
Right. The story in Rolling Stone says, Kanye West says prenup not ratified. No proof he harassed Kardashian online. So that's what the, prenup not ratified. So I guess it would seem as though the harassment would affect the that's what it said. Also, it said read the 2014 prenup Kanye West wants thrown out in Kim Kardashian divorce. Okay, so he's trying to get the prenup. Anyway, we have a guest with us who's going to help us go through this topic. And let me just introduce her. Let's add her on, and then welcome.
Thank you. Our guest. I'm very, very happy to be here.
Happy to have you. And tonight we have a very special guest. She's a returning guest to Yumi Radio, but a first timer on this particular show. She's a graduate of College of Charleston and Southwestern University School of Law. Attorney Vernal Edwards is based in California. She may have even more of an understanding of the California lifestyle than we do. She has worked as an entertainment attorney in Los Angeles and New York City. Ms. Edwards founded Isis Management, Sissy Records, and Aria Elan. She has received awards for community service and poetry. And we are so eternally happy to have you here with us tonight. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. That this is Motivational wonderful. Monday.
Motivational Monday.
Every day of the week.
I receive it.
And let me say,
I'm not a family law attorney, but I have experienced marriage and divorce, and that was in the state of California. So I do know the basics. And one of the things is that even if one of the spouses does not want to get divorced in the state of California, the other spouse, like Kim Kardashian is doing, can still move forward saying, all you have to say is that we have irreconcilable differences.
Difference, yeah.
Right. But the issue, like you intimated, Keith, is when there's a lot of money on the table. Mm-hmm. But since both of them independently have a lot of money, you know, that's one thing. But during the course of that 7 years, they probably commingled money and other assets that they couldn't sort out themselves, because you save a lot of money and a lot of time if you can sit down like adults and work out the financial arrangements.
Exactly.
And if there's children involved, you can work out, you know, the child who the children are going to be living with primarily, visitation for the other partner, child support, all these kinds of things.
And the children, the children issue seem to be a sore point for Kanye.
I think it's a lot of things that when you have those kinds of entertainment clients, it's just, to me, a metaphor for what a lot of other people do too. Again, Keith was hinting at, some people don't even wait for the filing to exit. And you've seen both of them with other people all lovey-dovey.
Exactly.
So that's just how it is. Whether one party wants to accept it or not, it's just going to play itself out in the court. But, yes. You know, that's why as I'm also an artist, as you know, I am a singer-songwriter. And one of the things that I'm known for, you know, in terms of my love songs, they run the whole spectrum because that's how love is. You know, one of my songs is called Together. And that one is just, you know, I'm all in love. I'm happy. Life is beautiful. You know, as long as we're together, you know, that's all that matters. And then I have another song at the other end of the spectrum called Nobody Knows You When You're Blue. You know, and that one, the title kind of says it all.
It said, yes, yes. While you're there, let me ask this question before we go into talking about breakdowns. Was the Black family and Black love stronger, you think? Your thoughts. Do you think the Black family and Black love was stronger in the past than now?
That's a tough question. I'm not really sure. I can just speak in terms of my personal experience.
Yes.
My dear parents were married for 54 years till death do us part. I believe I met Keith's parents, you know, on a few occasions, and I do believe they were married till death do us part. How many years were they married, Keith?
50 years.
Yeah, see, they had golden anniversaries because there was something about that generation that kept them together. It's not that they didn't have challenges. It's not that they didn't, you know, have disagreements and everything. But they just had, they knew they stood up in front of relatives, in front of friends, and most importantly, they made their vows in front of God. So, you know, my father was a pastor, you know, and my mother was an evangelist, and they just took their vows seriously. So I think that what you have to, you know, today is a lot of people,
a lot of flexibility.
It's just something to say, you know, like when they say it, it's not really, really understanding, I believe, the full meanings of what the commitment is, you know, and how I can figure that is like the actions, because if you really, really and truly, you know, understood what you were making the vow for, there should be like an inner voice and something inside you that tells you, okay, well, no, I don't think I should do this.
Let me really think about this.
This is not, not right.
Yeah.
You know, but that's just my take on it.
And I think it's very valid what you say too, because I've never been married. However, I've been in business and I've had partners, and Keith is one of those persons I've been in partnership with. Keith, what has it been like working with me, and how many times have we threatened divorce?
Boy, I tell you, listen to me. Let me tell you this. You know, sometimes you gotta get down and dirty and tell it just like it is. Like I said back then, gotta hear about it. Dirty laundry, gotta hear it out. But anyway, to kind of piggyback off what Villain said earlier, with the Black love being stronger back then opposed to now, I believe that. Back then, there were more commitment, no matter what. I think it was more commitment and vow opposed to feeling.
Yes, I think so too.
I think it's about I feel you today, tomorrow I don't feel you. Goodbye, you know what I'm saying? I'm hot today, cold tomorrow. See ya. You know? So it's more kind of a flaky kind of thing, I believe.
Yeah.
But I think that there is a resurgent, I think, of the Black energy that I think is taking place, because I think as we become more aware, and as is what happened in our world with the disparity, with the people becoming a little more aware of, you know, of where the heart lies and how important it is to have that unity within your community. I think it's become more, it's been more pronounced now. And I think we'll see more of that. You know, people will go, they go more natural now. I mean, we see the whole idea of the whole, you know, hair, long hair and straight hair. I think people are becoming a little more, you know, a little more interested.
Themselves?
Let me get back to let me get back to where it started from. I'm coming back. What that's that for me?
I don't know that we were taught how to deal with breakdowns. Mm-hmm. Right? When change happens or when there's an issue, and I'm going to use yourself and myself as an example, Keith. Mm-hmm. In relationships, in anything that grows, you have what you call breakdowns.
Yes.
Some people call it arguments, failure, yes. issues, you know, circumstances or whatever, but change will consistently be a part of our growth, right? And I think
yes.
one of the key things in relationships is learning to identify mm-hmm. a breakdown and learning how to manage and leverage that breakdown. And I think that we were not necessarily taught when there's a breakdown, or even what is a breakdown. How do we know what it is? How do we identify that this is actually a breakdown, and what does it stand for? What does it mean? Does it mean I need to run, exit, goodbye? Or does it mean I need to check myself? I need to examine what's happening here. Is there something missing? Is there something showing up?
Yeah.
And so that I can navigate it properly. As I listen to Kim and Kanye doesn't seem to be handling the breakdown very well, you know? And others may look at him and think, why doesn't he just go? I mean, I'm looking at him thinking many things. He's not fighting for a black woman runs through my mind. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And I also ask myself, what does it look like to, one, watch this black man shower this white woman, this Caucasian woman with such a grandiose wedding, you know, which she deserves. You know what I mean? But for me personally, I don't know that I've seen a lot of that happening for black women. I don't know that I see a lot of men, and I'm not saying it's not out there. I'm saying I don't know that I see a lot of successful black men fighting for that black woman. And maybe that's a bias within me, but I'm a black woman, so why would I not be biased to my kind? You know, but I think breakdowns are things we have to learn to identify and learn how to leverage. And I guess that's why we're talking about it tonight, because breakdowns have to happen. And my experience is sometimes, like when I'm having a breakdown, if I'm upset or something happens and I'm going through that process, like I'm going through it. It's like sometimes persons are like, why are you behaving like that? Or why you do that? Just get it together. We don't want to be disrupted. We don't want that disruption to happen, right? I say, I mean, as much as I have my bias towards Kanye, mm-hmm. I say go through this pain however you can. Mm-hmm. Survive by whatever means necessary, because sometimes when there's a breakdown, you just have to go with the flow of what it is, as opposed to some persons who sometimes cover their feelings up, pretend like they're okay, you know, mm-hmm. Try to keep it together and all of that. No, feel what you feel. And I think when it comes to breakdowns, which is disrupting a current pattern or disrupting the mode of what is happening, the modus operandi, the flow of things. Whenever there's disruption, there's a potential for pain. There's a potential for bad feelings. There's a potential sometimes for even depression. And, you know, like, so here's my question. Is it important for people in relationships to know and understand what a breakdown is? What are your thoughts?
Go ahead. I'll share my thoughts after you.
I think that some people are going to see it coming, and then you're going to have others who are in denial. You know, because we all are evolving and changing, you know. So what happens is, especially if you are getting married at a young age, you know, then you're going to be growing, your spouse is going to be growing, and sometimes you grow apart. So it is important to really, really be involved in what the other partner is passionate about, even if it's something that you don't like or you don't understand. You should have some type of sincere interest, because if not, you know, that person is going to, you know, the other spouse is going to seek that, you know, from someone else. And I think that's where a lot of the breakdown happens, when you don't have the support. You can have like jealousy, just like you can have jealousies and envies when you just have platonic friendship. Well, the same thing, of course, can happen in marriages and in relationships. You know, that's one partner seems to be more serious, and then you have all kind of that stuff going on, especially with mental illness. This is the elephant in the room that a lot of people don't want to talk about. Yeah. It's really come to light during this pandemic from 2020 all the way up to now. It's shot through the roof of people who are experienced, who are in crises, who are experiencing mental illness. And thankfully, some of them are actually getting professional help, while again, others are in denial. So, and you can have one other thing, you can have also substance abuse, which went through the roof. So when Keith and I were talking, and I can speak, you know, in terms of my own parents about till death do us part, well, neither one of them was on drugs or
maybe
stay with somebody for the rest of your God-given life if it's an abusive situation just because you made the vow. I don't think
You know, it's interesting that what you said, Brenna. As Raquel mentioned about breakdowns, you know, it's complex in some ways. And sometimes we have this branding, you know, what we call mental illness and what is normal. And, you know, we're still trying to, as human beings, evolve into being more aware of the mind, how it works. You know, we call these people handicapped, and these people are smart, and these people are intelligent, these people are so on and so forth. A lot of labels. However, when I think about a breakdown, I think about the after effect of breaking down. In Genesis, when God spoke, he said the earth was without form and void. He brought this world out of some kind of chaos that was there. So it didn't create chaos and chaos. He actually brought this thing that was supposedly not at a particular place and brought it up and renewed this thing. So I think the issue that we have with breakdowns is inevitable. It's going to happen. What do you like?
It happens every day when the day ends and turns to night.
So the key to breakdown for me, right, is that how do you recover from that? What's the thinking process? What is the recovery process? What's the learning process? What have I gone from this? Now, you think about a marriage, you have business relationship, you have family relationship, you have marriage relationship. They're all, in a way, in a marriage kind of concept. And so, therefore, within this relationship, you have the rubbing going on, all right? Because we all individually have our own personal desires and different things that triggers us. And first of all, trauma that probably some of us haven't dealt with yet, don't even understand it. Why when I hear she speak so loud, it gets me so pissed off? Why can't I accept that thing? And I said it before, I told someone, I'll make it real quick, that I remember when I was married. Now, I'm a singer. And I'm a trained singer, so I know the do re mi fa sol la ti do. Those are notes within my learning, my understanding. Even though they're notes between those notes, I don't know. The Indians does it, other cultures, and African cultures does those in between notes that I can't even do them. But here am I bringing off my 1-8 notes. The do re mi fa sol la ti do. Okay, so my wife at the time didn't have that skill. We call it perfect pitch, or that trained ear. And at some point when she sang, I was like, you used to be like, oh man, I wish you would go on that note. Ah, she's not quite there. And one day it hit me, Brunel. hit me. So I said, oh my God, I had a whole revelation. She was singing notes that I couldn't even sing, trying to do it. So I started hearing harmonies. I started hearing like 11s and 6s and 13s. Like, oh my God, she's singing notes. I'm like, wow, that's so cool. So as my ear got expanded to the jazz and different things, I could appreciate her singing, even though it wasn't necessarily on note. But there was no, there was not one note she sang that was wrong.
And you know what that is, Keith?
Yeah.
We use our own information.
Yes.
To define limits.
Yes.
Expand and to become law. With labels, other people and labels, yes. And so there you are listening with what you believe based on your own experience and understanding,
yes,
a good note is.
Yes.
And because all it was that her note was different from yours, not necessarily better or worse,
exactly,
is how I see it. And that is what I think happens in relationships. Like I said, I've never been married, but I've been in so many business relationships, and that commitment, especially when your money is tied up with someone, when your life's work, when your life's work is wrapped up in someone else, it takes, I understand when they say it's the triangle, you, the person, and God. If there is no God in it, I can see how it can become very detrimental to the people in it. Because it takes a lot of to have harmony in a relationship. It requires accountability. Mm-hmm. It requires self-awareness. And what happens oftentimes when something goes wrong, we're looking to the other person to do or be something, mm-hmm, as opposed to looking to self. Because if you want your environment to change, then you have to change. There's a beautiful thing about a breakdown. A breakdown creates an environment where you can see what's missing. Breakdowns produce what you call what's missing, the missing things, right? What we need to work on, what is absent from here? What is it that there's a gap? What is it? Also, a breakdown presents opportunities.
Yes.
Now that I know that this is missing, here are some opportunities of rebuilding or re-engaging or restoring or creating something new.
Yeah.
Because without breakdowns, then you exist in what they call the circumstantial drift, where you keep doing the same thing over and over again, mm-hmm, expecting a different result. Mm. But it ain't changing because you're not changing.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let me ask Attorney Brunel this question here. Mm-hmm. I know you do law. And by the way, I must say, when it came up first in the show, I was like, Lady in Red. Yes, right. It didn't work. So, let me ask you, Vanel. In your law experience, I'm not sure to what capacity you did law, if you did any family law or any criminal law. I'm not quite sure.
No, I didn't do family law. Like I said, it was entertainment law, mm-hmm, but I was speaking in terms of personal experience, yes, as having been married in the state of California and divorced in the state of California.
Got you. So here's my question. Have you ever encountered a case of two individuals be on a very, maybe more socially than even more law-like or, you know, serious, but somewhere where you saw these two individuals and there were some conflict there, but you knew what it was they had to do, but you couldn't really bring it to them. Like, if you guys just did this, if you understood this, you'd be great.
Mm,
I've never had that experience before. You're like,
interesting. Oh,
I hear your story.
That's interesting. You know, I have had people in my capacity as a singer-songwriter. Okay.
Yes.
I have had people, and to this very day, you know, leave comments for me all the time about one of my songs and how it inspired them, helped them, and uplifted them. And that's one of the things that relationships, one of the many things that relationships does for you as an artist. Mm-hmm. You get so much inspiration. As I was saying with my jazz song, Love Song, Together, you know, I wrote the lyrics. It doesn't matter what we do. as long as it's we two together.
I like that.
You know, so you have that from just being in love and being happy. Whereas if you're going through a breakup, even though it's not the case, sometimes you do feel like you're going through it alone. You know that your family, you know, your best friend or whatever is there, but you don't feel that anybody truly could understand the pain and everything that you're going through. So that inspired me to write my song, Nobody Knows You When You're Blue. And it's one of the lines is, when you're laughing, you know, everyone's glad.
Oh, my goodness.
When you're weeping, you're the only one sad.
You're hitting the nail on the head.
And people can...
Go ahead, because I'd love to share something after you, Keith. Go ahead.
I just want to let them know they can reach me on all social media.
And the links will be provided. Go ahead. You can read it. You can say it.
ELAN and I'm on, I have my YouTube channel, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And I would love to hear from people because people point out like the pop, country pop young lady, Taylor Swift, you know, and then Adele from London. Those two artists have made a career out of making their breakups public.
Listen, there is nothing more powerful than a breakup because without the breakup, there can be no breakthrough.
Millions of other people can relate to it. They may not be artists, so they cannot compose a song. They cannot sing a song, but they can feel it. And that's one of the things that I talk. My producer is Keith's twin brother, Carl Merritt. And we talk all the time and we talk about how people may not be musicians. They may not be able to tell you one note in that song, but they can tell you if they feel it, if it speaks to them emotionally. And as artists, that's what we want to do is to use our experience in relationships and life. And we're able to create, you know, songs, we're able to create films, videos, whatever it is that speak to other people.
You know, it's interesting because you don't hear singing and lawyer in the same sentence very often, right? That's an interesting spin right there. But but I guess we're gonna have her on the on Entertainment Now show at some point.
I sure hope we have her on Entertainment Now.
So we'll probably hear
because I'd love to. I'd love to be able to share her music. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool because I've heard
definitely reach out.
I've gone through and I've listened.
Because she already talked about two songs that I would love to hear the words
And, and what she does, which I thought I think is interesting to what I've seen so far, is that she has a lot of imagery. I think that's very, very cool. So
the power of the story.
We got to get her.
And it is. You're telling, because there may be like so many artists. There may be a million artists out there, but I'm unique because nobody else has my story.
There you go.
And that's, I'm only trying to be me.
There you go.
And I have that unique voice and I want to uplift and inspire people. You know, and that's why I call my music feel good music because we're dealing with a lot. You know, I call the news the blues. Something to keep you in a depressed state of mind unless you have something to counter and to balance that. You know, with some, and what is that called? Keep the good news.
There's
good news.
That's what we are about.
You know, it's awesome. Funny, but I remember Coach Raquel, I remember some years ago.
I was in
a bio class, you know, and we you know, because we do experiment and we do, you know, like, you know, the cylinder, we put the fire on and we, you know, see how water evaporates. So we test everything. And so we get to feel and so on. And I think someone touched the pot and was very, very hot. And the teacher said, you know what? Imagine if you couldn't feel pain.
Wow.
Imagine if you could not feel that heat. Cold art.
Well, the whole hand burned off, and you don't, and you wouldn't right even know.
And so I said, the thing is that when it comes to pain, breakdowns sometimes bring pain.
Yes, they do. Right? It does.
And we've had experience where it's like, you know, goodbye, record, I'm gone. That's it. So
listen, we've divorced many times.
Right? But for some strange reason, you know, I think there is something beyond just the physical world that we're living. There's some divine force, mind behind all this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some purpose that's been in place that we sometimes is not clear about. But as time goes on, we connect the dots looking behind.
Yes.
Because
there you go.
When you know that there's purpose here, when you say, I'm done, I am any done, or you plan to be done, you start to make the preparation. All right. And for some reason, some divine hand come out, you ain't done yet. It's not about you, it's a bigger picture. And, you know, I think about what we're doing here. It's not the same ordinary, whatever, fluke. This is really about impacting lives. And particularly, in my heart, is that I really want to empower the Black families.
You know
family,
what?
Yeah. Well, the Black family is close to my heart. And I see where we have been left in the dust many times. We have been left
out for far too long.
And it's time to kind of build a space if we can.
That's ours.
And create that because, you know, I one time thought that media was like a talk show would be something like, why would we do that? It's so boring. What is that? You know, when I was younger, I didn't understand. Why so many people now who are wealthy
and they're all connected to some kind of media because media gets attention and you need attention to soar.
I mean, Bloomberg radio station, what's about these things that it has that potential to create narratives.
Yes, oh my goodness, you've touched something.
The power is in the story.
The power is in the story that we're running away from. And she said it. She said it, Keith.
Yes.
But you know what's unique about this network, too? This I have never experienced, and I've been in media for a very long time.
Yeah.
Over two decades. Mm-hmm. I've never really experienced hearing so many unconventional faith-based people in the same space.
Ah, interesting. Yeah.
You know, like in this, I've heard a lot of Christians in the same space. I've heard of a lot of non-believers in the same space.
Mm-hmm.
But persons who are of faith, but unconventional with their thoughts and frank and just a difference. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And I just want to say this. We have 5 minutes to go and I just want to share this. And then I'm going to have our guest share her final message, whatever that is. But I want to say this, right? You mentioned something, Keith. Imagine if you couldn't feel pain. Imagine if the mundane was never broken up. Like, imagine if God never disrupted the darkness. Mm-hmm. Imagine if there is the only way you get a day older every single day is because the day is broken up or disrupted by the night, and the night is disrupted by the day. It's the only way you keep moving forward and growing. Mm-hmm. And I think there is something that Ms. Ezra Edwards said that is so critical. We have to become a more supportive society.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be more supportive. I remember we had a show once where there was a young man that submitted his letter to us, and he was saying that he was so upset because he felt like so many, over 150 persons were at his wedding, and when they were having problems, no one was there.
Mm.
That is such a profound statement. And for me, I know that for me, just someone saying, let us pray, or someone just saying, hey guys, this is what is happening, I see this, can be such, I didn't even understand how important that was.
Mm.
It can break down walls of discomfort. It can break down walls of separation. It can shift people's thoughts from self to purpose. Mm. And I think when it comes to relationships, we have to become more intentional about who are we getting into relationships with and why. Because like you said, Keith, if there is no higher purpose than self, it won't work.
Yeah.
And people need to know when to exit relationships, but we also need to know when to fight for relationships.
Yeah.
I'm going to allow our guests. Is there anything else that you'd like to say? You can go ahead and say it now. You have 3 minutes.
Thank you very much. I just want to say that I have totally, totally enjoyed this time sharing with you. Oh, my goodness. It just made my day. Had, like you were saying, Mondays can be tough and had a long day, but the subject just really spoke to me because that relationships is what humanity is all about. Yeah. Whether it's starting off with the family relationship that you're born into as a child, and then as you grow, you know, and you fall in love, you get married, you're with somebody, then you get a second chance at the parent-child relationship.
Yes.
You were a child before, now you are a parent. You know, and what it does, and I know, Keith, you can experience this, it gives you a new respect for your parents, you know, when you're dealing with all kind of situation, and especially when they become a teenager.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, seven. I'm up in two.
There you go. I'm telling you. So I just know that through it all, you know, my faith has become even stronger because I do believe that I wouldn't be sitting here clothed in my right mind, you know, with a clean heart and a happy, joyous spirit if it wasn't for God's grace. I would not have been able to done this new album that we just dropped on February 18th, 2022 is the fourth studio album. And it's titled, Don't Let Them Get You Down. I would not have been able to do that, you know, if I had given in to a spirit of just depression. You know, I was able to know that I had to go to the source.
You know,
that's higher than man, because just face it, you know, as humans, we are going to disappoint each other.
Absolutely. Say that again, please.
Disappoint each other. It's just a matter of when and how. And some things you can reconcile, you know, you can forgive and you can, you know, you can
work
heal
through.
Work through. There you go. Other things, you know, you just can't, or
like
you started off at the beginning of the show, where you want to work it out. One party wants to work it out, but the other one doesn't. And we have free will. We can't force somebody to work it out.
Absolutely.
As an artist, like I said, I put it all into my songwriting, my singing, and just share it with the world. And people can reach me at ariaelan.com. My website is ariaelan.com, ariaelan.com. And all of my social media, you can just put the search engine, ariaelan.
All of them will be in the description as well.
And I respond to everyone personally.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Awesome.
Wonderful. We are so happy to have had you on the show. Oh my gosh. I produce a show, Entertainment Now. We have a segment, Artist to Artist, and I think it would be amazing to hear you on that show. To hear more of the music and everything, because it sounds so positive and it sounds like something that we can really listen to and process. You know what I mean? Because like you said, a lot of depression, sadness, bad news, negative news are out there. And sometimes we too attract those negative news because that's where our interest, they're going to try to get our attention no matter what they have to do. We get to decide what gets our attention. But in the end, you will never have a result greater than the quality and quantity of your relationship. Whatever diamond you're looking for, it's inside another human being. So be careful how you treat each other. That's all I'll say. And that's a note for myself too. I try to forgive quickly and say, I'm sorry, real fast, you know, but I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show today. And Keith, it was a joy sitting in with you tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for being the host tonight. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to have Lady Missy back soon.
Absolutely.
And Vernell, it was great having you.
It was amazing.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Yes, again, we're going to do this again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And now I am going to take a seat and I'm going to get my pen and paper because my favorite show is coming up. Bible, Cufflinks, and Stilettos. She has all the, you know, all the black girl magic and attitude. She knows how to turn the head and the way she say the things and the everything. It's extremely entertaining. So please stay tuned for Giselle St. James. She's here.
Next time, guys.
There we go. You're muted.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing? Check in, check in, check in. Come on. I need you guys to check in because it is time for Bible, Cufflinks, and Stilettos. Welcome, welcome, and happy Monday, everybody. How are you doing? How are you doing? Guess what time it is? You know it's time for us to talk the things them, don't it? Yeah, man, we're going to talk the things them, and we're going to always tell the truth. Because on Bible Cufflinks and Stilettos, we not only talk about, you know, issues or our couples may face, but we make sure so we talk the truth to them face because they need to know what they're doing. Probably need some little work. They need to tweak it. They need to make sure that what they're doing is something that's satisfying. They have to make sure that what they're doing is not just satisfying to them, but satisfying to their partner as well. Tonight in our show, we are doing part two, as I said, of the post-coitus press conference. Listen, last week was a show and a half. We had so much fun. So tonight, we're going to be hearing from the male perspective, and we're going to make sure that him talk the things them the same way them supposed to go, don't it? Yes, man. I have with me tonight, Mr. Lyndon Dawes, and we're going to be introducing him a little bit later, but I'm sure that you want to know a little bit more about me. You see me every week. You know me. I'm your author. I'm your counselor, Giselle St. James. Ready to bring the heat, ready to bring the truth for you tonight in this show. Of course, you know that we are on every Monday at 10 p.m. and you can catch us here on YouTube on the UME radio page. And you can also catch us on Carib Vision. Don't forget that. Right now, I am going to be asking you to just check in. Tell me who is here. Who is here? Who is here? Check in and let me know where you're from so that we can shout you out. Remember, we're going to have a fulsome conversation tonight. We are going to talk the things them because them supposed to be spoken. Yes. All right. So hi, Satin Brownie. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Bible, Cufflinks, and Stilettos. Now, coming up in our show today, as I would have mentioned, we're talking about the post-coitus press conference. Did she really climax, if you had to ask? Did she? Hello, entrepreneurs aloud. Yes, man, we're going to talk about the things them. Remember to call a friend, tell a friend to tell a friend. And don't forget to call that one ex who needs to hear this. That same ex that always asks this bag of questions after the things them go on and all of them things there. Yeah, man, they need to come and talk. They need to come and listen because we're going to talk the things them. Yes, man. So is the question necessary? And did she really climax, if you had to ask? You know, I want to tell you that Megan Thee Stallion has this song called Freak Nasty. And she mentioned a line in the verse. She said, "You know I ain't come, boy, if you had to ask me. You know I did not enjoy that, if you had to ask me." So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce my guest tonight. He is Mr. Lyndon Dawes, and he is the owner and operator of ATEJA, that is Adult Toys and Entertainment Jamaica. Welcome, Mr. Dawes. You're muted. Welcome, handsome.
Thank you for having me.
yes. So, Mr. Dawes, talk to me about these whole questions that persons tend to ask right after them get a little something. Is it necessary?
No, I don't think so. But first of all, I think a lot of our men, like especially Jamaican men, a lot of them are, I don't want to say them asking to be like sarcastic, but for some of them, like, it's a serious question because they don't know. And in all honesty, you still have women who they don't even know.
True.
You understand? Because you have women here that they've been having sex for how many years and all of this, have picnic all of themselves, and they have never had an orgasm.
Wow, that is true.
You understand? That is so true. I mean, for say you're the man of ask, it depends on, I think we should look at it the other way and say it depends on why he's asking. If you say no, is he gonna ask, okay, so what can I do better? Like what should I have done? If that is the reason he's asking, then it's a legit question.
True. So how about the whole idea of if he had to ask, it means that him never do not much then?
And may I say, probably is true. But, I mean, if it's a case where him asks, like, if him never make you come and him turn and be like, yo, how much time you come, eh?
Yeah.
Then nothing like you will be like, well, you understand? But if it's a case where he's like genuinely asking, then you can. I mean, I do understand that if you really have to ask, then she probably didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like sometimes we have for help, like guide them and them. I do understand how it's like women always feel like a man must just know how to please them. Nah, different strokes for different folks. He probably did that same thing to another girl. And she did probably done out.
Whoa. So,
you get what I said?
Yes. As I would have said last week, sex relative. So what you do for me, I may not enjoy. But if you do it to somebody else, they will be on top of the mountain top.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's just different strokes for different folks, but at the end of the day, like, if, and a lot of people don't, like, for me, I really think a woman coming and having an orgasm is like two different things.
Ooh, come on, talk about it. Let's differentiate now.
Yeah, understand, like, it's different levels. Yeah, you know, she probably did get a little nice feeling, but when she have an orgasm, like, that body shaking. Because it's one thing, you know, like, I don't know if most men know this, but when a woman really comes or when she really orgasms, her vagina muscle spasms.
Come on.
It is, she can't fake that. Isn't it? No matter what she does, you can't fake a muscle spasm. You cannot fake it involuntary. So don't watch the warn them, don't watch the knives, don't watch nothing. If you feel that happen, or a next thing you can judge, like if you even put your hand on her leg and you feel the foot there, just a shake and go away, and go away, and go away. Isn't it? Or when she get up off of the bed, you see she have to lean back on the bed and drop up on the bed.
Drop down.
Exactly. So there are signs, but Menago, like, I just don't understand why women would just want to bash the man for asking. I think it is all about the context in which it is asked. Because a lot of the times, like, the thing about it is, if you know how to please yourself, then you can guide someone to please you. So if him really asks, and you ask, okay, when you dare lick it, instead of lick it up and down, go side and side,
yes.
You understand? Or when you lick it, just put your whole mouth over it and hum while you're doing it. You know, if you can guide him and he's willing to try and follow it or trying to deviate from what would be his norm, it's a legit question.
Yes. Wow. I never even thought of that because, you know, whenever I am asked the question, I always look at him like, so you're never in the room. So I never, me and you.
Sometimes, when we know and foot a shake and can't get up and all that, I'll be like, so you're not planning to come? You know, and I'll be like, what do you mean? You know me.
Yeah.
You know me, though. When I run for take out my wonder, tie up on.
And right,
me right. Know, I got help. I am making yes. sure that come comes.
That's right. That the come reach.
Yeah, but positive it. I go reach, but I have to act.
Yes. So do you think, though, for some men, it is a confidence issue or maybe an esteem issue or something like that? Why they ask?
I think so. Because at the end of the day, like, most men would want to know that if they had sex with someone, it was pleasurable for them, or they were able to please the woman or make sure come or whatever. Because they kind of are, and remember, I said, man, very prideful and so an ego. So it kind of hard for when time him done and so it's just nothing. You know, she like, mm-hmm. Oh, you understand? Mm-hmm. So.
Yes.
I mean, it goes both ways. And also, it also depends on the person, because if it's like one of them dominant, macho kind of perfectionist kind of man there, and then him realize that, oh shit, he actually can't achieve it or can't make it come,
mm-hmm.
we can turn one or two ways. I can either drive him, he might try 10 million times to do all kind of things until he come, or it'll be mm-hmm. like, yo, she can't be pleased and might just not.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, he will just forget all of that and not bother with it.
Right.
And I understand that, because, you know, when you ask questions, you do expect your answers, and it depends on the answer that it can either mess up a man's psyche or it will cause him to just, you know, change his tactics. Of
right.
course, when we answer as women, we want it to be something that is helpful, but sometimes we women, we don't know what to do to make ourselves reach that orgasm.
That's what I'm saying, because I've seen people even like send me a video masturbating, and I'm like, bro, you're doing it wrong. what are you doing? You're doing it wrong.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah. So,
I mean, and a lot of that is because here in Jamaica, like, sex was such a closed topic, and nobody never did that tell them, say, yo, explore your body, like, try new
yes,
stuff, you know,
yes,
heal up yourself,
yes,
it's okay
yes.
to masturbate, all of them,
right.
And so you have, like, a whole generation where, literally, they were kind of just having sex to have sex, like, having sex to have kids. The man
yes.
them did a rack up numbers and rack up pigment, and the woman them did just, a man that, and the woman sex, so she just gave sex. But
mm-hmm.
they were really experimenting and trying stuff, and all of that.
To know what the pleasure is about.
To know the pleasure part. And so you
mm-hmm.
have so many women that the first time they actually had an orgasm, it was when they bought a tie from me. I mean, the simple stuff, like even a little bullet, the little one-speed bullet and such.
Wow.
I said, then thing I can want, like, me never feed this in my life yet. And I said, yo,
wow.
But like three kids, are you? I mean, you know, like you're 40-something, or you have six kids,
wow.
you have 16. You went through 30 whole years.
Wow. But hear this question or this comment now from Miss Brian. She's saying sometimes men act too arrogant. So the moment you try to teach, he acts like he knows it all. Ooh, what do you think about that?
Everybody personality is different. You know, you of course you may have that kind of man. But at the same time, you just have to decide if you are going to keep giving your vagina to that kind of man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because funny enough,
mm-hmm.
most of the time, the man them who have that arrogant kind of something, there is usually the man them who you just say is a top man, and he probably have money
yes.
or whatever. And so no matter how arrogant him is, and no matter how bad the sex is, you still go have sex with him. Because
true.
At the end of the day, a lot of women are having sex as a means of getting money.
Mm.
And so if the big man who are mind them and I buy this and I pay for that and whatever, it don't matter how bad it is, wanna still have it. Now, if that is not the case and the guy is just like arrogant or whatever, like you still have a choice of if you want to give him back your vagina.
Right, right. And see, Satin Brownie is saying we need to hold ourselves accountable for what we choose, accept, and prolong. And it is so true. And she also says that she, you know, he behaves that way sometimes because he too feels like it is transactional. And that's true. Some men, because he knows that I'm going to exchange it for something.
To be honest, if me decide say, yo, me I go to somebody and I know that the only reason why they're having sex with me is for my money, the only reason I am coming to you to have sex with you is for me to come.
For your pleasure. Shit
if you don't care. Not. This you is a transaction. Care. The transaction is you get rewarded with money, I get rewarded with back home. Now, if we're both having sex just to have sex, then the exchange is supposed to be I get a cum, you get a cum.
So
the whole mentality and how the situation and the whole act would be approached would be different.
Right, right. Yes. Wow. That is so true.
And
so
also, true. Like, I don't understand, like, some of these people, like, them don't really talk. They don't communicate, like, from before for say, all right, then, you know, like, I like this. I am into this. Like, this is my spot. If you suck right here, if you do this, if you do that, these conversations are not had. And so they end up having sex, and it's like, what the fuck? I don't know if I can pass. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, yeah.
You know? And so that also plays a major part in it too, is just communicating, saying what you like, saying what you don't like, saying what you're into.
Communication, right.
And I feel like that's just like one of the early conversations too. Because it don't make no sense. You sit down and build up all of these feelings and everything. And then when you get there, you find out and say, okay, then you might like oral sex, him don't want oral sex. You like get tie up, him don't want tie up. You like backtrack, him like missionary. So and so, you know, there basically when they get to the sex, there's absolutely no chemistry, no nothing. And so your heart is probably in love and your brain is probably in love, but your vagina is sad.
Sad. So sad. So sad. Trust me. And we have not even looked at the whole idea of getting to know ourselves. So, as I said, the conversation don't even happen. We just feel like, said, because I love you, you love me, automatically, it's going to be like, no. Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
The other side,
it's not always going to be like that.
Yeah, so a lot of the times, I mean, all of those are factors in it. But... in real life, like, when you get it in, like, if she have a real orgasm, bro, you know.
Yeah, you don't have to ask.
You know.
Yeah.
You know. Like, I've been in, I'll catch asthma attack on them. Yeah, you know them. You know. You see
Muscle contract, you know, you're there passing out.
Listen, I ball.
Living in your water. Ball down the place.
You see, I'll get up off of the bed because you want to go to the bathroom and you can't walk. You creep on your hand where you put them.
Listen to me. I remember one time I dropped down. It was funny, but I dropped down. My legs were no use to me. Listen.
Also, let me tell you our next big problem. One of the biggest problems is phone of fault. Oh no, woman, a phone of fault. Because on the way there, I wanna have sex with some of them money. I wanna fake this. I wanna fake that. I wanna fake. I wanna tell the man, say, oh, yeah, man, it was good and it was the this and it was the that. When you know it was trash. And so a next woman suffer because of your bad decision, because it go to the next woman with the same trash.
It's me. I know.
Go to the woman with this. Make him go to the next woman with the same trash thinking, saying, do something the whole time on the day. knowing that it burned me. A full fight.
I'm sorry. I apologize so to the whole population.
Exactly. If me come and me have sex with you and you make me feel like, say, yo, I did such a wonderful job and I'm such a great star and all of this, why should I change? Because everybody say, yo, you're a star, she did a moon, she did come, she did this. Why should I change?
True. Here's a question. Do you think married believers that are Christians, that those are the person we're talking about, you know, are having these kinds of pleasurable experiences?
Honestly, I think that no, with society being a little bit more open and there's a lot more things that people are now being exposed to because of cable and these songs and a lot of that. I feel like more people are trying to experiment. But the thing about it is that a lot of the times they end up experimenting with someone else other than their partner because they might have been together for such a long time. So she might want to try something. And she has said, boy, no, sir, Janna, try that. Janna in that room. And so she looks outside and to have these experiences. Meanwhile, John is probably doing the same exact thing because he must say,
somebody else.
Me no say, she not try that, she not try. And so he looks outside. And it's funny because on Instagram, I've done like the whole questionnaire thing where you can just like send in whatever. And I've seen where couples send in and say, them want to experience the same exact thing, but they are both saying that my partner would not be into that. You understand? So a lot of that also comes back to communication. Like just ask, bring it up, say, you know, so from what they are see this and me, I feel like, oh, you feel about it. Like, you know, think, oh, could I try it? Like, I don't get what can be so bad about having a conversation and at least trying it once.
If
you try it once and you are that uncomfortable, you really don't like it, then don't do it again once you're married, that is your license to be a freak.
Yes, man. Sex floor.
You do anything where you want.
Anything.
If you want to have sex in a church, on the pulpit with your wife, a full on no business is full on no marriage. So, listen up. May I get married June? No, mega freak. I will be a freak.
I'm sorry for Rachel. Even though I'm not sorry for Rachel because Rachel enjoys that. I don't care. Rachel loves that. So
she's like,
yes, Rachel. I know that. You're good for that.
So, but I don't get it. Like, this is the person you're married to. And like a lot of the times they know each other for so many years and all of that. So I feel like you should at least be comfortable to have the conversation. I know some man dark and ignorant and whatever, but there are ways to gauge it. Now you can just say, oh, like for instance, if you want to talk about anal sex, but you with a man where you know saying burn out them thing the right transfer. One day in this relationship all and not have the same kind of sex where one day you can just say, boy, baby, you know, say if you have a friend named Keisha, just make up one friend and she, I said, baby, you know, say me I hear say boy, she try one little thing and when she have sex, the man push his finger in her bottom and she squirt up a place. See how him react.
Reaction.
Because if at first you know to say, yo, what the bob? And then you see him there, so oh yeah, I say so. Then no, you know, say kind of in check.
That's an in.
That is something you understand. So gauge your partner like you're supposed to know this person. Ask leading questions. Don't just fling it on them. Just ask simple leading questions. And you can judge by the response that you get. Just say, all right, then probably we need for not do that one. Yeah, we could come back to that one. And then you figure one next one and you try it. So, I think they should. We're not going like say Christian people not have sex. We're not going to church. We're not see Wally Papi. Where do things come from?
But the thing of it is that if they are having pleasurable sex, as Satin Brownie says, we need sexually happy ministry leaders. Sex not really talk at church, you know?
Listen.
Sex not really talk at church.
Listen, on the need for, you know, like, we always think of, like, some of the biggest freak them. Like they do everything. Like the one they must surprise you and shit. They're at church every Sunday, in the choir, on the stage.
In church.
You get what man said? Like it's human nature.
Catching the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, it's human nature. Sex is a natural thing. So just because they're a Christian or whatever, that's okay. Like, matter of fact, you can pray while we're having sex. God will bless them. Sex.
Listen, I have spoken in tongues while having sex because it was so good, man.
Yeah, I don't mind. You can say the Lord's Prayer with my penis in your mouth. That's okay.
Of course. Of course. Of course. You know, go inspire Jamaica Foundation says, learn him and learn how to speak with him for positive outcomes.
Funny enough, like, even now I have a olive oil that's at the house and I got it. Like, when they get it blessed, like, it's a consecrated olive oil, and I only leave it ready for sex.
So you having spiritual sex right now? Yes. So Satin Brownie says, you should know your partner to know how to communicate effectively with him. A relationship is a lifetime of knowing your partner. And it's not knowing just in terms of, okay, me know your name, me know your likes and dislikes, but also knowing what pleases them sexually.
Yeah, and as I said, like, a lot of it is communication and just talking. And so because, and I think a lot of people just get stuck in the thing that, you know, when we did meet each other, it's like, yo, me never in a that and you never in a that. But then as time went on, we are evolving. Every day that we live, we are evolving. Our minds are evolving. And so over time, like, things change, and just like how women get bored with just having the same kind of sex, like, men are also the same thing. Like, they get bored with just having the same kind of sex also. So every once in a while, like, just test the waters. Like, for instance, I know a woman will say, yo, my husband, him now make me buy no sex time. Me they have one before and him take you and dash you away, rare, and I say, yo, because you did it the wrong way. You did just go buy one tie, man up, go in I draw for something, buck up on time.
Buck up on it.
You get my message? I said, no, no, so you do it. I said, what you do? Mm-hmm. You say, when you buy the tie, you just send him out one little sexy video. I said, babes, you know, so me get something for us to try tonight. Yeah, because the minute you say us, you just included him in your decision.
Yes.
You understand? So you say, yo, babes, you know, so me see something, what they are, and you know, so me buy it for we try tonight. Boy, me can't wait for you. Come on, missy. Right, that's all. In minor road, you see, worse if you go take out a little quick video and send them all their work.
Come on,
you get what I say? And then also, like, another way is even when he gets home, like, sitting down, like, right beside the bed, in front of the bed, if you want to teach him how to please you and say, baby, may I give you a show? Really and truly, you want to show him how to use the car, you know? That's but yeah, make baby, may I give you a show?
Yes.
So to him in a female, you are doing all of this to please him for his show, when you are really trying to show him how him for use the tie. And you look at him and say, oh, you can't touch me until I tell you.
Woo.
And then when you show him what to do after that, you say, all right, babe, come here now.
Your turn.
You understand? Yes. And you make him go boom. And so that way, he is introduced to this toy as, okay, this is a us thing. This is for us to better the sex, for us to better what we are doing. It's not a you need a vibrator. Exactly. Because me not do my job.
To enhance what we already have.
Exactly. It's just how you presented the situation.
Man, of course, of course. And well, I can talk about that, you know, with my own husband. That was how I was with my husband. And him never ramp for go use it for me. Quick time. He was ready to use it on me.
We have a drawer right beside the bed. And the funny thing is, like, she don't use them. Like, she will not use it by herself. She's not a masturbator. You get what I'm saying? But she loves when we use it together.
Yes.
Using it so every once in a while, yeah, man. Me stretch over and just reaching out the drawer. From reaching out the drawer, I see she left on Jesus. Especially if I'm tired. I'm not a whole heap of energy. I need a little
bit. Yes, you're going to need some help. Oh, my goodness. Man.
Yeah, it's just how, like, and most of the time in relationships like that have that, they're usually sexually satisfied.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow. Listen to me, Lyndon. I have to get you back here. We are so out of time right now. I have to get you back here. My guests love you already. Listen, so we have to get you back on another conversation. Lyndon,
thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Send me the link so I can download this whole video and save it and post it.
Of course, definitely. And remember, guys, go on to, can you tell me where we can find your products?
Easiest way on Instagram, it's at ate.876.ja.
Yes.
And from there, you can get the WhatsApp information and everything else. Or you can WhatsApp 876-837-8426.
Yes, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, in any sexual relationship, in any relationship, it always starts with communication. Whether you want to have a pre-coitus conference or you're going to be having a post-coitus conference, the questions are important for you guys to gel together and know what it is that pleases each other. Tonight has been wonderful. Thank you to my guest, Lyndon Dawes of ATEJA, for coming and talking the things them the way them supposed to go. I know my guests loved him. He is so frank and honest. So thank you. This has been Bible, Cufflinks, and Stilettos. I have been your host, Giselle St. James. I'm so honored to be your host as always. If you liked what we discussed tonight, if you have questions or you want to add to the conversation, please feel free to like, comment, and share. If you have questions, you can send them in an email to info@familyalltheway.com or family@umeradio.com. If you need support beyond the show or for exclusive clips and offers, visit our family empowerment program at familyalltheway.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on all social media at UME Radio, #UMERadio. Thank you for joining me tonight on Bible Cufflinks and Stilettos. Join me next week, same time, same place, as we talk about more of the things them that's going to help you in your relationship. Until then, have great sex as the Lord intended.
Underneath it all, who are we sexually? Bible, Cufflinks, and Stilettos with Giselle St. James. Monday nights at 10 p.m. for mature audiences only.
Did you find this information helpful? Please let us know. And if you have a topic on your mind, which you would like for us to talk about, do not hesitate to reach out. Email us at ltransers@gmail.com. For access to resources and additional information, please sign up free at our support website, www.familyalltheway.com. If you need help, connect with Dr. Faith Walters at www.familyalltheway.com/therapy-with-Dr.Faith. Get the help you need to develop and maintain strong, healthy relationships. Thanks for watching.